This goes to Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, fax 989-875-5168, and Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, fax 989-956-4105. Regarding Michael Wetzel, W-E-T-Z-E-L, date of birth 7/3/1943. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mr. Wetzel, who was referred for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease since 2020, with a decrease within the last year. The patient has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease. He does have chronic paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and sees Dr. Kreposman on a regular basis, but he's had no recent exacerbations, no heart attacks, no history of chest pain or palpitations. He's a very active 79-year-old male, and he actually works at the grain elevator in Middleton on a regular basis. So he's very active. He denies dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. No edema. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No incontinence. No nocturia. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hyperlipidemia, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, benign prostatic hypertrophy without obstruction, left shoulder impingement, occasional constipation, low magnesium levels. Past surgical history, he's only had a colonoscopy many years ago, and that was negative for polyps or any pathology. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes. He does not consume alcohol or illicit drugs. He is a widower since 2019, lives alone. He's accompanied by his daughter today to this visit, and he does work at the grain elevator in Middleton on a regular basis. Family history is significant for diabetes, hypertension, stroke, hyperlipidemia, and psoriasis. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, amlodipine 5 mg daily, Lipitor 40 mg at bedtime, clonidine 0.2 mg twice a day. He was on Microzide 12.5 milligram daily, but that was discontinued a month ago. Lisinopril 40 milligram daily. Prilosec 20 milligram daily. Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. Nitroglycerin 0.4 milligram as needed for chest pain. Miralax 17 grams as needed for constipation, but that's rarely used. Magnesium oxide, 400 milligram twice a day. Calcium with vitamin D, one daily. And fish oil capsules, one daily. He does not use oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents, and he rarely experiences pain. Physical examination, height is 68 inches. Weight, 183 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 136 over 72. Pulse 67 and oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. No carotid bruise. No lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular today, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no edema. Sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/14/22. Creatinine is 2.0, which is stable. 10/6/22, creatinine 1.99. 7/6/22, creatinine was 2.34, and estimated GFR was 28. 4/6/22, creatinine 1.5, GFR 47. 1/14/22, creatinine 1.92, the GFR 34. 7/13/2021, creatinine 1.96, GFR 33. 1/12/21, creatinine 1.64, GFR 43. 7/13/2020, creatinine 1.86, the GFR is 37. 5/26/2020, creatinine 1.53, GFR 47, and 7/9/19, creatinine 1.11, slightly over 60. He also has sodium of 140, potassium 5.1 on the high normal side, carbon dioxide 27, calcium is 9.6, albumin is 4.1, liver enzymes are normal, magnesium is low at 1.1, hemoglobin 12.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. And previous labs, we do have an elevated potassium level of 5.7, and that was 10/7/2022. The patient did start a low potassium diet at that time. And the lab prior to that was 7/7/2022. Potassium was 4.9 at that time. And his PSA levels were normal in 2022, 0.69. He did have a echocardiogram done 5/27/2020. It showed an ejection fraction of 65-70. It actually looks very good. It shows mild left ventricular hypertrophy and mild aortic stenosis. So that was a very stable echocardiogram. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating but slightly declining creatinine levels with a history of hyperkalemia. We've asked the patient to have labs done this month, and we're going to check a urinalysis and a urine creatinine to protein ratio. We want to check free light chains and immunofixation levels, as well as a parathyroid hormone. And magnesium levels will also be checked monthly. He was advised to continue to follow a low potassium diet. He should continue to avoid all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents. He was scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in ELMA on Wednesday, February 15th. And he will have a follow-up visit with this office in 1 month. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.